The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
Well, thank you for calling.
Did it hang up?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I don't think it hung up.
No, it doesn't hang up when you want it to, and it apparently does when you don't want it to.
It's not hanging up.
Go away, please. Thank you for going away. Thank you for the call, Fatty, very much. Yeah, on May the 7th, I will be starting my 63rd year by turning 62. I hate that thought, but that's the reality, because when you turn 1 year old, you've already been alive a year. He opened my eyes to that fact. So I'm actually starting my 63rd year when I turn 62, Grandpa. Thank you for that. May the 7th.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Thank you for going away, Grandpa.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3196 of the BFO for Thursday, the 7th of May, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and I'm going to catch up on some voice letters. Yes, be ready. Hello, flowers, big Fatty, April showers, they've brought us May flowers. No, well, not, well, yes, but hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your flowers today, because y'all, not only are they May flowers, Big Fatty, is that what the pilgrims were talking about? No, I think it was a moving van. Oh, okay. anyway, y'all, your flowers today, because, y'all, it's also today, May the 7th. Y'all, it's a full moon. Big Fatty, how appropriate. The flower full moon on the day that commemorates the old gal landing in... no, wait a minute. I'm getting it all confused.
On the other hand, you know, I thought, now what was that? Oh.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all, as you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you know this person's voice. Yes, Big Fatty, especially from that episode what was it called? A Murder, She Wrote. Yes.
No, don't go in there, lady.
And y'all, she did her little show for many, many years. Gave it up about two years ago, I think in June, about 2 years ago. Y'all, I have been to her mansion in Walnut Hills, avoided the deer urine sprinklers. I never got to see Vi, though. Never got to see Vi, but y'all, I have danced. I have danced with this person. Y'all, was served Monet's. Y'all, it is none other than the old gal herself. Y'all, it is Auntie Vera Charge. Oh, Big Fatty, we love the old gal. It's true, we do love the old gal. And y'all, Big Fatty, will she be celebrating in the traditional way? Well, you mean like going to the bowling alley for broth? No, Big Fatty, it closed. Do you mean Do you mean by going to the McDonald's for a double cheeseburger? Oh, no, Big Fatty, there's no meat to be found anywhere. Do you mean having apple fritters brought to her in the... love a chamber? Yes, Big Betty, you better believe it. And y'all, so I don't know if she's on the face space or not. That kind of went here and there and everywhere. But y'all, I'm sure there'll be a skull shaped meatloaf later today too. Big Betty, only if they can get it to go. Y'all, in fact, y'all, I just want to mention. The old gal was social distancing before anybody even knew what the hell social distancing was. Trendsetter. So y'all, if you see the old gal at Auntie Vera Charles on the 20 or the face space, wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope she gets a whole big old thing of seas, candies, and cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you!
Exiting, yes, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, Olveda, stopped by the villa. Y'all, he had procured a case of I want to say it was Burgundy or Bordeaux, one of the two of those. Oh, a wine that he had had on his last cruise of a lifetime. Yes, Big Betty, that he really liked. And so he brought me a bottle, and I think he was just checking on the elderly. Oh, yes, Big Betty. And so we had a glass of wine, and y'all, it had to breathe. It just had to breathe a little bit. But y'all, it's good. It was a very dry wine. Yes, Big Fatty, it's kind of like it's a dry wine. No, not wine. Wine. Oh, well, that's very different. And after he left, what did I do, y'all? I had me some supper. Oh, y'all, I had some of that. Beef pot roast, the old stink pot roast, Big Fatty stink pot roast, and the potatoes, y'all, it was really quite good, and y'all, then I was extremely gassy, Big Fatty, what else is there? Oh, y'all, and I also finished up the last of that bread I had with the dipping olive oil and spices. Y'all, I think that's what made me gassy. But anyway, all gone now. Big Fatty, the gas is never all gone. but y'all, I watched some things on the TV machine. Y'all, I've watched the first two episodes of Hollywood on the Netflix. I think I mentioned that to you yesterday. I'd seen the first one, but y'all, the second one, y'all, they're homosexuals. They're homosexuals on there, and y'all, they just speak vulgar. They just speak vulgar. No wonder you like it, Big Fatty. And Dr. Stone highly recommended it, so you know, it's the quiet ones you got to watch out for. You got to watch out for the quiet ones, you know. Yes, Big Betty. Anyway, after that, I watched some things on the TV machine, and y'all, I climbed into the love a chamber a little earlier than normal. Y'all, it was a little warm, so I lowered the air conditioner.
And, y'all, I slept pretty well. and, let's see, got up on hump day morning. Y'all, the Von's East, that y'all, I've decided that they're just not putting a whole lot of things in the on sale because they don't want people to come in specifically to get the sale items and, you know, kind of keep the traffic down in the stores while Miss Rona is visiting. And y'all, there really wasn't anything that I wanted to get. you know, I'd make a. I do need to get a few little things, but you know, they don't have to be a special trip or anything. No, Big Fatty. And y'all, then I got had my brufkas, did my Sudoku, and had my coffee, and I was off. I was off on my morning nap walk. Y'all, a cool front moved through. Y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. There was a breeze blowing. It was only about 74 degrees. And y'all, it's going into the 50s. Into the 50s for the next 5 or 6 nights, y'all. I'm going to have the windows. Big Fatty, you may have to sleep with a camisole. I may. And y'all, then I came back and got my shirt. And y'all, I'm happy to report that young Nicholas said his back was a little bit better, and I don't think. Oh, y'all, I do have one other thing. You know, I told you about the Max that the Turnip Head was offering. Y'all, that was on Cinco de Mayo show. He says that if you use the coupon code the fat one, THEFATONE, you'll get 10% off. Or if you would rather donate it to Pride 48, don't put that in the coupon code, but put it in the notes and just put donate P48. So y'all, I just wanted to clear that up. Big Fatty, thank you so much. It's just as clear as mud. And y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Fatty, this is Gus Chad. I'm calling in to give you some content and just to get something off my chest.
It's now time to blow it out with Big Fat.
I want you to get mad. You've got to get mad.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
As mad as hell! I'm not going to take this anymore!
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore! I'm mad as hell! I'm not
going to take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell! I'm not
going to
take it anymore!
So tonight at work, there's a policy that the store has because of the coronavirus that you can't bring in reusable bags in the announcement place every 5 minutes. So to let people know, you can't bring in reusable bags. And the reason you can't bring in reusable bags is because a lot of people don't clean their reusable bags, and we don't know how, you know, whatever they've come in contact with. So because of that policy, people can't bring in their own balloons or anything from outside in to be used for things. So I had Easter balloons that I was getting rid of, and I saw, and most people are smart because they've got another policy where you only can have one person for family shopping, but a lot of people break that rule too, and there's a couple in the store with their baby. And I figured, you know what, they have a kid, I will give them the balloon rather than thrown it in the trash. So I walk over and go, can she have a balloon? And they're like, oh, yeah, but we want this one. And she whips out of her purse a balloon. And I think, I can't fill that because of the policy. It's the same reason you can't use reusable bags. And she goes, but it's sealed. And I go, yeah, but there's, I don't know where the packet came from. It came out of your purse. You know, not to say that you have germs. I said, but the policy is this. And she got all pissy with me. So I called the manager over. And, of course, the manager caved into her. And thankfully, I had gloves on because I wasn't, I shouldn't have to touch her dirty balloon. People don't get it that there's germs on everything, and I don't know where your germs came from. And that's why there's a policy in the store now. It's just frustrating, especially when her husband, who should have stayed at home with their baby, told me that it's a very shitty policy and cuts me out for it. I don't make policies. People are so rude. Anyways, thank you for letting me get that off my chest.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all thought, of course, is that Gus Chan. And Gus Chan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, even when you need to blow it out. Yo, we hadn't had people call it in since Teresa out there in the Seattle's Big Fatty. Does she even listen? But unsubscribed years ago. She used to call in and blow it out all the time. Gus Chad, thank you for blowing it out. Big Fatty, thank goodness it didn't blow it out the way you blow it out. Well, that's true. Gus Chad, you bring up an excellent point that people are just we've got to be nice to each other. We can only control our own temperaments the way we are judged and all. And y'all, as the old gal used to say, I don't know what that person is going through, and I should not be passing judgment on them or anything like that. But y'all, you don't have to be ugly to people. You get y'all. My mama. She taught me you be nice to people, and you treat people the way you want to be treated, and all those good things. And speaking of that, you know, Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday. And y'all, there are quite a few of us since last year that are not going to be purchasing a cad this year, or visiting Gus Chad and getting flowers and dirty balloons. I make my offer every year. Y'all, if your mother has passed away, or you just do not have a relationship with your mother, or y'all, Big Fatty will be happy to be your mother. Yes, Big Fatty, but you spell it M-U-T-H-A. Well, I will spell it both ways. Y'all, speaking of that, the chicken finger place, what's it called? You buy a one chicken dinner and you get a chicken dinner free. What is that thing called? Big Fatty, doesn't matter. Winner, double chicken dinner is what I call it. It's not Zaxby's. Oh, dear, Gussie, Raising Cane's, that's it. Big Fatty. And y'all, it's good on Sunday. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely full moon. Do something nice for somebody today. A full moon, you know, y'all, as crazy as things are, y'all, maybe the full moon will bring out the best in everybody. That just shows how crazy things are. Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal. Y'all, we had to go way back in the archives to find that one. And Vera, I know you're social distancing today, but is there anything you would like to say to me on your special day?
Thank you for going away, Grandpa.
Oh, Big Fatty, please continue moving the show forward.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.